Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of stories. Today's story is about the trickster god, Anansi, and how his greed denied him a great feast. But before we begin, be sure to name drop us anywhere you can. We are a growing podcast and we need your help to grow. Now, on to the story. The Creek Bed Feast. It was a hot afternoon in town. There was only one person roaming the streets. Then that person was a turtle. The turtle's name was Bob, and he was a traveler. He had stumbled upon this town while walking. It was really hot, and he needed a place to find shelter. As he was walking, he saw a nice-looking house made of straw and mud. In Africa, houses were usually made of mud so that it remained cool inside. This particular house belonged to Anansi, the trickster god and the shapeshifter god. Now, as gods go, they are all very nice, but Anansi wasn't like that. He was more jealous and selfish. He did not like sharing with others and being nice. So, when the turtle knocked on the door, just as Anansi was sitting down to his lunch, he groaned.
"Why another traveler?" said Anansi.
But he still went to the door and opened it. He saw the turtle there.
"Hello, spider," said the turtle. "I am a traveler and I am very hungry and in need of shelter. Could you please spare me some food and shelter?"
Anansi thought for a bit. He suddenly got an idea.
"Why, certainly, certainly. But before you eat with me, why don't you go and wash your hands at the stream? It is just 1 mile from here. Once you wash your hands, you can come back and we will eat our lunch together."
The turtle found this fair. So he went and walked another mile to get to the stream. He washed his hands and came back walking again. Now, as you all know, turtles walk on 4 legs. So, as he came back to Anansi's house, Anansi saw him coming.
"Wait, wait," said Anansi, giving a stop sign to Bob. "You have made your feet dirty again. How can you eat with dirty feet? Go back to the stream and wash them."
Bob was getting irritated. He had done his best, but he had still become dirty. So he went back, washed his hands and came back again, trying not to get his feet dirty. But there was still a bit of dirt on it. Anansi again made him go back to the stream and wash his hands. Finally, Bob got so tired of it, when he came back, he told Anansi,
"I am supposed to be going right now, but thank you. Next time I have a feast, I will definitely invite you."
Anansi smiled. His plan had worked, and he would also get a feast now. A few months passed by. Anansi forgot about the turtle. But the turtle never forgot Anansi. The turtle, now not a traveler anymore, went to Anansi's house again. He knocked on the door and Anansi came back.
"Anansi, hello," said the turtle. "Remember me? The guy who came with you for lunch?"
Anansi thought for a bit. And yes, he did remember the turtle.
"Why, hello, turtle," said the spider. "What brings you here?"
"I have come to invite you to my feast at the bottom of the river," said the turtle. "Come with me and we will have a feast."
Now, Anansi was pretty clever and he knew that if he just jumped down onto the stream and the banks, he would surely float back up. So he told the turtle,
"Just a minute."
He went back into his room, took a coat, put a few rocks in it to prevent him from floating back up, wore the coat and came back to the turtle. They went to the beach and both of them jumped into the ocean. There was a whole table there full of delicacies. Anansi licked his lips, even looking at the feast. They both settled down now at the chairs. Anansi was just about to start eating when the turtle stopped him.
"Wait, Anansi," said the turtle. "Don't you know it is a custom to remove your coat before eating?"
The spider growled at the turtle and removed his coat. And just as expected, he went back to the bottom. Not wanting to miss out on the feast, he jumped back in. He saw the turtle digging into the feast, but there was nothing he could do. He couldn't stay down unless he had the coat, which he couldn't. So he went back up and went back to his house. He knew that if he would have just shared a bit of food with the turtle, he would have had a nice meal. But that was not the case. The end. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. This story is from classic African mythology. This was about Anansi, the trickster god, and we shall hear more stories about him later. But continue listening to StoryGuard, home of stories.